Actor Ivan Shvedov moved to Prague at the end of the 1990s from his native St. Petersburg. Since arriving here, he has extended his filmography greatly, with roles in a number of Hollywood movies and Czech productions such as Mamas and Papas. Ivan is also big in Germany and Austria, where he does a lot of TV work. When he stopped by at our studios, my first question for the Russian actor was what had led him to move here in the first place.
Toponymics. I've lived 30 years of my life in St. Petersburg. I lived on this street which is called Prashska, which means Prague Street. And my first apartment I rented here from a friend of mine, just went to see the apartment and then I asked her, what is the name of the street? And she said, it's Krimska. I said, is it? And what about Petrohradska? Do you have Petrohradska here? And she said, it's just around the corner. So that's the destiny and the irony of life.
Is there a lot of work for foreign actors in Prague?
There is some work because Czech film scene expanding somehow, and the stories they're writing here involving more and more nowadays reality, and that means there are some English, French, Russian, German speaking people, Vietnamese. It's already part of today's Prague life, right? And so mainly I'm casted as Russian, or let's say like ex-Soviet Union. But I also work a lot for me, Prague is more like a base. I'm working mainly in Germany or through my German agent.
Well, I saw a photo of you on the cover of a German TV magazine.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's true.
Quite well known there.
Yeah, well, some people recognize me.
And you were on the famous show Tatort, the Sunday evening crime serial that's really huge in Germany. I presume being on a program like that brings you more recognition even, or as much recognition as being in a movie.
Ian, you're absolutely right. I've done some films before. I mean, if you just look at
your CV or
my
your
CV,
filmography.
It's
a long filmography.
Yeah, there are some numbers there, but and I did some critically acclaimed movies, so good movies. But actually, people start to recognize it from TV, of course. And so after Tatort, people, oh, you won Tatort. Well, that's great. Congratulations. Well, and I have to say that the quality of Tatort is high, and it's a kind of recognition. So if you are on Tatort in any position, actor, director, writer, that means your life is going pretty
well.
You're an established actor or established filmmaker.
You've also appeared in some Hollywood movies, like the most recent Mission Impossible film, with stars like Jude Law, Gary Oldman, Michael Caine. Have you learned anything from working with big name stars like that? Is there anything that you've picked up from them?
Of course. First thing, never refuse to give autographs whenever you're asked for, or never refuse to take a photo with people who want to take a photo with you.
So be nice.
Yeah, be nice. They're your audience. Without it, you're losing them, right? I would give you an example. Tom Cruise was Mr. Nice Guy. I remember we were shooting in Prague and there was a school in front of the set, like regular school. And all the kids, of course, came out and they were watching the shooting. And in the lunch break, one of them came to him with the camera and said, excuse me, Mr. Cruise, can I have a photo with you? And he said, yeah. And then came the second, the third one. And actually, I can imagine myself being him and just saying, okay, kids, now everybody with the chief of the school, with the guys from the canteen, we just make all photo all together, and that will be it because I have my break. Let me have some lunch. He didn't say that. He was taking photo and signing for every single pupil, and it was great.
Have you got any particular standout memories of actually acting with any of these big stars?
I remember the first time just appearing in front of Michael Caine. I had a small scene with him in a film called Harry Palmer, Bullet to Beijing. And I was very nervous, and my English is not perfect, and I was very much concerned about my lines. And I asked him, I said, Mr. Caine, could we go through the lines if you just, you know, could help me? He said, oh, don't call me Mr. Oh, what should I call me? Call me Michael. I'm Michael. That was very surprising to me that people could be so approachable. And probably, I can imagine that celebrities and these big-time actors try to keep some distance in their private life, which is perfectly understood, because otherwise they would be annoyed every second. But on the set, people I've been working with, I've never felt being distanced or pulled away. It's like, okay, I'm big, you're not, but we are doing the same thing. We are colleagues here. So. And that was nice. And that's something for me also to remember whenever I will become Michael Caine.
Your accent isn't so strong. Do you get some directors asking you to kind of emphasize your accent more, or to speak in a stronger Russian accent?
No, it is impossible to emphasize my Russian accent because it's already at its top. And if I minimize it, then I lose all my jobs.
Okay, so that's how you act, like that?
Well, sometimes, yeah. They say, like, you haven't been going to bloody Oxford. You just have to say, like, to speak like real Russian. Yeah, just give me some real Russian.
Do you sometimes play a kind of generic East European? I saw in your filmography that one of your characters was called the Albanian.
Yeah, that's true. But in the Albanian, I wasn't Albanian per se. I was, my friend was Albanian, the main character, and I was his best friend, and I was Serbian. And if I try to list all the nationalities I've been acting in German or Western films, then I would have to mention me being Russian, Ukrainian, Belarusian, Serbian, Polish, Czech, Chechen, Lithuanian. I was Dutch.
So you are the Eastern Bloc, basically.
Basically, I'm the guy with the problem. So whenever they need the guy from the East, means problematic, that's me.
Do you have a problem with the stereotype that they're asking you to act out?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, there are stereotypes, and of course, and that's actually what the storytelling is based on. And sometimes I don't know whether it's appropriate word to use on the radio. It pisses me off. It does. But I can live with that, as long as I'm getting paid for that.
Is there any particular director that you have enjoyed working with, especially?
Oh yeah, of course. I would have to mention German directors Achim von Boris, Hans Christian Schmidt, and Hartmut Schön, the wonderful directors. And I would never forget working with Brad Bird, whom I think he's genius. I'm talking about the director, Brad Bird, who directed Mission Impossible and who directed Ratatouille, for example, which is genius. You know, if you think about what human civilization achieved in the past two centuries, and you think about launching a man to the moon or building Golden Gate Bridge or I don't know, whatever electronics, the nuclear reaction, I would put Pixar movies in this roar. And Brad Bird is one of these genius people doing this.
You're telling me that you did, you were a dialect coach for Matt Damon on the making of the first Bourne movie.
Yeah.
Why did he need a dialect coach?
Because the story takes place in Russia, as far as I remember. I'm not sure. I think they had this.
But doesn't he play an American?
Yeah, but he's Secret Service agent who's supposed to speak, you know, fluently different languages. And he tried his best. We didn't have much time to practice, and because he was mainly busy with all the fighting scenes and training that stuff. But I have it too now for myself. I have a role in the German film. It's a criminal comedy. My character is Slovenian Secret Service agent working for some non-existing European agency, and I'm supposed to speak different languages. So we speak English and German in the movie, but beside that, here and there, he's dropping lines in French and Japanese. That's what I'm learning now. That's why every day for me starts with Sorry, Yorimo, Subrasi kimono dane, demo sa, sono kimono, Yorimo, sono sta kukusareta, well, Well, I still have another month and a half ahead of me, but so to make it sound really good. So that's what actors, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I like this job.
Incidentally, what Ivan Shredov was saying there in Japanese was, by the way, that's a beautiful kimono, but I'd rather get to know what it conceals.